There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11 listeners.
This is me.
Engage.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that gets anvils dropped on its head all the time. And joining me, as always, is the gravity-defying Lee.
Wait, how do I defy gravity?
You don't look down. And then you don't crash. If you never look down, you defy gravity.
It's kind of like the greatest American hero. How do you fly? Just you know, you kind of do three running steps and then you go.
That's exactly what it's like, Lee. Exactly.
Okay. I wonder if I could fly. That would be. You know, I would love to. You know, I always think about that, John. I do.
You do.
I think about it.
You really do. You spend a lot of time thinking about it, huh?
I think about.
Maybe
flying,
you should start thinking about
think
your
about
job.
All the things that I wish I could do. You know what? I wish I could fly.
Mm-hmm. I wish you could touch the sky.
Huh?
Nothing. Go on.
No, say it again.
I was just starting to quote the. Now I can't even remember the song from.
Believe it or not, I'm walking
on
air.
No. The Oh, God, the guy who's always in trouble. I can't remember his name now.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, it's the I Believe I Can Fly. That's the name.
Oh, I Believe I Can Fly. Yeah, not like that. I wish I could fly. I also wish, like, I was, like, the Roadrunner, and I could just paste that hole on something and run through it, and then nobody else could follow me.
Yeah, if only we had that. If only we had that at Dragon Con.
Wouldn't it be awesome?
The Sheridan to the Hilton.
I wish I could, what else do I wish? I wish so many things. I wish like a Powerpuff Girl. I wish I could, if I hit somebody, it went bam and all of that. So I kind of wish sometimes, you know, that I was a comic, you know, kind of a little comic
some
character.
Some sort of
animated
figure, some sort of thing.
I would really like to be an animated figure.
That's interesting that you should bring that up today.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is it interesting?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because we have Renee from the animation track here.
Oh, well, isn't that like pretty special? How did that happen?
It's weird that it worked out that way. Renee, how you doing?
I don't know how that happened. Hi, Renee.
Hi, guys. I was just listening to you guys talk about Powerpuff Girls and flying and all the things that you really could do in a cartoon.
Yes.
I wish I could. Can I?
I mean, well, I really wanna. I believe you can fly.
I believe I can fly. I don't believe I can fly, but I really want to.
Let's don't test that theory, though.
Yeah, not at the con. Maybe,
at the con.
Some sort of off thing.
Why? It would just be awesome, in my opinion, to be able to fly, I think.
So, Renee, you're the... Lee's still at work and a little depressed.
I wish I also had super speed and I could clone myself and four people could do everything that's sitting here to be done.
Yes. So, Renee, you are the second, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm assistant director of animation track.
Of the animation track, right? I want to make sure I got it right. Which is different than the anime track, correct?
Yep. We basically at this point cover any animation that isn't specifically Japanese. That would be drawn by, because we do feature certain art styles that are not just American, but also from, you know, European art styles, French art styles, but anime is so specific to Japanese art styles. Mm-hmm. We cover kind of everything else.
That's cool. And what do you call it? So you get things like Rick and Morty and the Steven Universe and those kind of things, right?
Yeah, Rick and Morty, Steven Universe, Voltron, a lot of the, which again, a lot of them have anime influences, but they are definitely very Americanized in their style, in their art, in their storytelling, and just kind of really fantastic ways for all ages to really enjoy. Like I said, some of those are the most popular ones. And thankfully, we have a couple of panels that feature those specific titles this year at Dragon Con. So I'm really excited to have a lot of fans congregating in Atlanta and having discussions and talking about and with professionals on these really popular titles.
Yeah, so you're got, not only do you have those panels, and we'll get into what those are, but you also have a lot of voiceover guests, right?
Yeah, so we have one of the biggest announcements that came earlier this year was Tara Strong, who has been a voice actress in this game for
ever,
at this
forever.
Point, decades.
Yeah.
And she doesn't look a day over, to me, like 18. She's so cute. She has the voice. She does the voice of Bubbles from Powerpuff Girls. She's a couple of voices in Teen Titans, which is always super popular, whether it's the original or Teen Titans Go. She has just has a huge discography of her voice acting talents. And she has a couple of panels that are being kind of cross featured with different tracks. But she'll be in a lot of places throughout the weekend. We also have the voice of Korra, who's going to be there. One of our special guests and returning professionals, George, who call him Uncle George, who is the voice of Space Ghost from Space Ghost Coast to Coast. So we have some
We love Space Ghost.
Yes, his panels are so much fun. It's just endless laughing.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you'd remember me from the because he stole my Osso Buco.
He might. if you go up to him and tell him, I bet you he would remember because he
probably would, because it was really funny because he was like, did you eat any of it? I'm like, I didn't, but you didn't have dinner. So you have it first because you're a guest.
Aww,
this was at another con, but yeah.
Yes, I remember which con that was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been around forever. And actually, strangely enough, Lee's talking about a con that was in Jacksonville briefly, as in one time, called DreamCon. And that's also where I had met Tara Strong there. She was a guest there.
Oh,
and that
really?
Was
I didn't know
God,
you
that was
her.
Like
oh, that's awesome.
16 years ago. It was like some insane amount of time ago. Maybe 18 years ago at this point. No.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. She looks
You're old,
but she's, you know, she's just always in the con scene and she's always looking fabulous. So that's awesome that she's so active in all conventions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
that is really cool.
So you also said that when we were talking before, you also have some of the guests from some folks from Archer and Venture Brothers.
Yeah, we have not only, and forgive me because I'm terrible with certain voice actor names, actual
That's right.
names, but we have not only voice actors, but a couple of the animators who've worked on the show as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really great because people can get a full spectrum of not just the voices, but people who actually have their hands on bringing these shows to life. What's really cool is we actually have a few behind the scenes, if that makes sense, for like literally for cartoons, they draw the background scenes,
oh, wow.
which are hugely important for any show that, you know, we're experiencing right now. So it doesn't only just highlight the, again, voice actors and the talent, the voice talent, but it also highlights the professionals who actually draw or animate or bring it to life on screen. So it's always really exciting being part of the animation tracks. A lot of them are local. A lot of people who live in the South or even Atlanta who get a chance to give that professional knowledge to the masses and their local community. A lot of people who are friends, a lot of people who are just getting into the scene. So super excited about that.
That's cool. You're also doing some panels for charity, right?
Yes. So we're super excited this year. The literacy organization that we have going on that Dragon Con's official charity is, has already been doing a lot of really great stuff with like the superhero volunteer events. And every panel that we have, we always have our charity bowl out so people can donate anytime. But our big panels that we're excited about are, well, two of them are panels, one's competition. Mm-hmm. We have a costume competition that is Saturday. And so Saturday morning, we do the pre-judging. And then Saturday afternoon at about 4 is when the actual event is and they announce the winners. We are doing a comp, we are taking funds and encouraging people to bring their dollars so that they can donate then. We also have two sing-alongs. One of them is a Steven Universe sing-along, which I'll be leading. It's one of my favorite parts of the entire convention, especially now because they have like three new songs that they just announced from the show that weren't initially on the soundtrack, which I own, of course. So of course, So we're putting that together. So we're doing a charity. We're definitely encouraging people to donate during that event, as well as Toon Toons, which is going to be all encompassing from Disney to Nickelodeon to 90s nostalgia. So we'll have a lot of different music that we'll be having sing alongs to for that. And we're again encouraging people to bring out their bring out anything they want to donate for our special jar. And they will. We also have some prizes to give away for minimum donations. But last year, for the sing-along, one of the sing-alongs, we raised, I think it was about $300. So we were super excited about that, and we want to just boost that up again this year.
Well, so really, you raise $600 because it gets matched dollar for dollar up into $100,000. So
exactly.
Yeah.
So that's like super exciting. Anyone that really wants to make it go any further. And you have time. If you look at your schedule, the app is out, so you can see exactly when all of our programming is. Mm-hmm. Even I forgot, even though I take screenshots of everything in the app, so I can have it later. It's a lot of information, but like,
that's really brilliant to do though. I never thought of that one.
I honestly have not. Mm-hmm. Screenshot
that's
it because
brilliant.
There's no network when you try to go through all the hotels.
That's a very good point. Wow.
I'm honestly saying that's brilliant.
Well, thanks.
I mean, because no, it is because John, you're right. You get there and then sometimes you don't have room and you're just like, uh-oh, what the hell?
Yeah. Part of my thing is finding ways to like hack conventions, not in a bad way, but just to make sure that you're not spending time holding your phone up in the air trying to get service because there's no Wi-Fi.
No,
or you just happen to be in a dead area or everybody, thousands of people are using the same Sprint network. So screenshotting that, the app is nice because it's got, I'm sure you're going to talk about it, but like you can actually pinpoint, it'll show you where on a map your location or your panel is. Mm-hmm. It'll also show you the entire, so say you want to see Tara Strong sometime during the weekend, you click her on the guest page and you can see her entire panel schedule. Mm-hmm. And with the time there in that snapshot, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it shows you the time, but at least it shows what the panel name is. And you can go through there and actually kind of connect, like making sure you can see her throughout the weekend, star it, mm-hmm. all those things. So I was super enthralled with the app yesterday. I went through the entire thing, as you can tell.
Well, I know, and I'm glad you're bringing that up because we kind of bantered with you to get to this, but because we were having a little technical difficulties getting on, so we didn't want to, we wanted to get right to you. But the app is great, and I'm glad it's out, and it really helps. Remember, there will be some changes. Mm-hmm. Don't what the app is now. I would say the best idea is with this idea of your little
taking a screenshot. Yeah,
I would do maybe one now, and then each morning you might just want to look at that screenshot and make sure nothing's changed.
Yep. Yeah.
Anytime just an FYI, just
get to like a hotel, or you like if you go back to your hotel room to change costumes, or just to relax, or you can get on somebody else's mobile hotspot. Whenever you get a chance to connect, you can look it up that way. But it's just a great first reference. And then, you know, the info desks or the signage that they have all around is just like another just great space. I also write everything down in pen in my calendar. Like I have an actual planner because I'm ridiculous. But I handwrite it there along with what cosplays I wear for each event and who I'm supposed to meet and when the photo shoots are. So I'm weirdly, I would say organized, but I just really like to make plans and schedules and lists. So I'm always looking at those things.
Well, and that's why you're assistant director, so that you can do those things.
And my director, Jessica, is like way more organized than me. So I'm thinking to do it in a cute way. And she does it in like a super structured, amazing, cute way.
Oh, okay. I do think what I love, though, is also that because Jessica was very quick to go, oh, I'm not talking. No, I'm just signing her up. No. Because that's the other reason you're her second, because she was like, I don't talk to people. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, we talked last year. I was like, that's great. Oh, yeah, that's what we talked to last year. She's like, yep.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, sounds good.
I host panels when panelists don't show up. If I know the topic, I take it on. I'm just like, I did it a few times last year.
I have people that can also help you with that. So if you need some backups, we can email me later, okay?
Oh, will do. Well, sometimes we don't know till the
moment.
And that's okay, because these people, you can just basically text them and say, hey, if you're free, I know at least two or three people I might be able to help you with.
That's amazing. So, we will definitely, I will keep you on that standby list.
So
not me, other people. Email me so I can give you their names and then introduce you. Yeah.
She's following. She's doing exactly what all the directors do. They volunteer other people.
Exactly. Oh, I'm totally doing John, yes. What? That's how things get done.
I mean, right.
Don't yell. That's what we do.
So where are you located physically at the Dragon Con? Are you going to be doing the Googling later? At Dragon Con, where are you located?
Okay, so we are thankfully in the same space as last year, which is the Hilton Galleria 4. Mm-hmm. It's the very bottom level of the Hilton. As soon as you go down depending on where you're coming from, you're usually going to end up on the lobby. You go down one more level, towards the back of the hotel before you would get to the photo shoots area, go down the escalator. And we're literally once you turn left off the escalator, we're the first room there. So Hilton Galleria 4, it's a great space room. It's got nice soft walls that just in case we need to remove them for any particular reason.
Say air conditioning, for example.
We can, but it's... It's a very nice space. I'll just say that. And I really liked how they renovated the Hilton a couple of years ago. I think fantastic down there. So I love that that's the space that we have.
Yeah, for those that have been going to Dragon Con for a while, or at least for like the last 4 or 5 years, it used to be where gaming used to be. Mm-hmm. And they've broken that out into several rooms because I believe podcasting's down there with you as well. Or at least they were last year.
As of last year, I haven't looked this year, but anime is down there. Trek Track is down there. Brit Track, I'm pretty sure, was down there last year.
Mm-hmm.
And podcasting, maybe one or two others.
Yeah, and I would imagine the signal though down there for your phone is terrible though, isn't it?
Oh yeah, pretty bad. Another note for anyone that likes to get coverage on their phone or even do videos or whatever, pictures, just take everything on your phone, videos, pictures. Whenever you go into like really lower level hotel spaces and upload them later. I'm like selfie queen.
Oh, yeah.
I love doing videos. I love doing live streams, but I already know like anything that I get is not going to connect. So I just capture everything. And then later in the day or later at the end of the weekend, I upload it later because it's like absolutely no way. But there are some great panels that go on down there that sometimes you just want to pull out your phone and, you know, take a quick shot of. But that's just a good key item. Don't try to do anything live or stream anything while you're down there. Cause even we have to have a hard connection for, you know, DVDs or anything if we're trying to run any screenings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's actually a good thing to say. If you're a panelist or doing anything like that, we ask for internet. We ask for it very nicely and we may or may not get it. So, or we got it and yet it's just not it. Yes, you have internet, but not in this room. This room is special.
Yeah.
So, right. Just FYI, we're not trying to be pains. It does happen though. So just FYI, and we're really sorry.
Yeah. So, and with panelists, it's good to have, like, I know we usually have an extra laptop. It's good to have things just digitally saved already. If you have a presentation or a PowerPoint and just make sure that it's, you know, natively available on a disk or on your device and not something you have to go on Google Drive or Google or download it specifically. Or even, you know, make sure it works with all PowerPoint presentation levels, because sometimes that's been an issue too. So technology is fun when it comes to conventions, but overall the message usually gets across. We had some really great first time panelists last year who really rolled with the punches. And I know we're going to have even better programming this year with some of those people returning. So I'm just always excited to geek out with other people about cartoons, because that's literally been my whole life. So,
yeah. Which that's so great, because I think it is, you're one of those that's like a lot of our volunteers. Again, I'm doing this because I loves it.
Yeah.
And that's how you got involved in this too. So I think that's also awesome.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. Dragon Con has been... I think next year will be my 10th year going, but it's still only my second year. This will be my second year being involved on a volunteer sort of level. So you know, it's always great working my way up, seeing what we can do more, getting more people to come out. So I'm just always so excited, probably more excited when my cosplays are all finished. But, you know, as of right now, even if they're not, still gonna have a good time.
can you tell us who you're going to be this year?
Yeah. So of course the Bunny Hutch is Thursday. So right. I'm creating a bunny outfit for, Princess Alora, which is from Voltron. So it's just going to be like a playoff of that character for Thursday. Mm-hmm. And I'm in a group for, it's a very stylized goddess Sailor Moon group. We have all the Sailor Scouts. And,
oh, really?
Yeah. And it was created by, the art was based off of this, an artist that I've seen on Instagram and also cosplayer named Desi, one of those, but really gorgeous art. I've seen the other girls' completed project. It looks fantastic. I'd say I'm about 60% done, but will be done. I have a lot of pieces that just need to be put together. And then I have a Tsunoda cosplay, which is from the new show Agretsuko, which is really fantastic. If anyone has an office job, hasn't watched that yet, it's really good. I think that'd be considered anime because it's Japanese, but it's also just really cute.
What's that called?
Agretsuko, which is, it looks like Hello Kitty. It's on Netflix. And it's about this really adorable Hello Kitty looking red panda who works in an office job and really likes metal music. And it's like a slice of life. She deals with her terrible boss and dating. It's the most brilliant thing I think Netflix has put out in a really long time.
Is it a Netflix original, or is it a Netflix original, or is it a?
Yeah. So they worked with, I'm pretty sure they worked with Sanrio, because it is the art. I'm telling you, it looks like Hello Kitty. And the characters I think are based off of Hello Kitty characters, and it is Netflix original. It is dubbed over into English, so you can watch in Japanese or English. And it just has a very kind of like cut out style of art, but the it's not extremely adult, but adults can appreciate it because, again, it's about her having just a regular, I'm pretty sure she's an accountant. She works in an accounting firm, the main character. She's got like, you know, really crazy friends. One of the friends is like the office bubbly girl, and that's me. So I have a group who's going to be doing costumes from that. And I think that's it. Oh, and I have a Wakfu costume that I'm going to wear briefly because we have a panel on Wakfu, which is a French animation show that's been really popular in the past few years. It's all completely flash animation. And a Steven Universe cosplay, which is done, actually. So that one is the easiest because it's already completed. But it's got a giant afro attached to it, so that's always fun to try to travel with.
Cool. So let everyone know where they can find more info on the animation track.
Sure. So we have a Facebook page. It's DragonCon Animation Track. And you can just search for that. And we've actually created Facebook event pages for all of our programming so far. We're working on doing Google event pages as well, but the Facebook ones seem pretty active. You can also message me directly at Ren Lynette, which is like my, for you guys to know spelling, it's like my email, but WRENLYNETTE. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and I will point you in the right direction. And as well as the DragonCon app, that's probably one of the best places to look. You can organize everything by track, and you can pinpoint and star the panels that you're interested in going to so that you have it right there on your phone already. Sometimes Facebook event pages will translate to Google Calendar, so that's pretty helpful as well. But you can definitely check, like I said, check Facebook, check the app, or just check with me if you ever have any questions about them, and they'll, you know, give you all the information. Not all panels are, of course, in Galleria 4. Some of them are going to be in the higher level rooms in the Hilton, the bigger rooms for the guests and such. But we make sure that we pinpoint all of those things so it's easy to navigate.
Cool. Now, before we leave, we like to play a game with our guests. Today, yeah. Well, for this one, for animation.
No, actually, this is a good game. It's not a bad game.
Since it's animation, since you're animation, we're going to do Family Feud Disney Edition.
Oh, God, I'm going to be so bad at this. I feel like last year I did terrible at this game.
You still won because John set it up so you would win, remember?
Oh, yeah, I like that. Okay, let's do this
again. Yeah, but he's not doing that again this year. This year I actually have a very tiny chance.
So these are actual cards out of like boxes of trivia boxes I found on clearance or what have you, various places. Mm-hmm. So this one is a Family Feud Disney themed edition. So just like Family Feud, I'm going to ask you a question. You give whatever you think the best answer is. Then Lee will answer the same question, and I'll answer the question finally, and then whoever gets will tally up the points from there. We'll do five of these. Name the Disney or Disney Pixar character most likely to enjoy the same music as you. Now, of course, I'm not sure how you would answer this because it depends upon who.
Wait, anyway. That's supposed to be. How do I do this?
No, you're doing great because it is really crazy. So you're doing abs. You did it just perfectly. Great.
Yeah. So right. Renee, what's your answer?
A Disney character or Pixar that would enjoy the same music as me.
Right. So that's very vague. How do they know what music you like?
How does the game know what kind of music I like?
I don't know.
Trust me, that's the problem.
Oh my. Okay. I feel like that I would enjoy the same music as and I don't know how old is this game?
It's relatively recent. Hold on.
I think it's Pixar, so it's obviously.
Yeah, I think we just determined 2017. It might have been from last year, actually.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say Vanellope. Vanellope from Wreck-It Ralph. I think we'd have the same taste in music.
Okay. Lee?
The Disney who had the most in common with me.
Mm-hmm. Music-wise. Yeah.
I'm even trying to think of a freaking... I'd like to say like Finding Dory because it just depends. I don't remember things about music. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh yeah, I really like that song. And I've been listening to a lot of The Coop lately, so I'm not really sure it would be. I'm going to go, you know, look.
But of course, they don't know what you're listening to. So it doesn't matter what you say.
Yeah, I know. I'm just going to guess. I'm trying to think of, I'll go with Mulan.
Mulan?
Because I want it to be Mulan. So let's go there.
And I will go with Buzz Lightyear. I don't know. I guess
that's that's good.
All right. I like it.
And hey, guess what? None of them are on this list.
Who is on the list? Are you joking?
So Donald Duck is last, then Snow White, you know, cause of course Snow White would like, she, you know, whatever.
Snow White wouldn't know Woody, music.
For Woody,
not music, but she's never heard music. She's lived in a castle her whole life.
Woody, Pluto the dog. Pluto the dog.
Pluto
would like
has no music taste. He's a dog.
Goofy, and of course Mickey Mouse is top of the list. It might as well have been just name a Disney character,
right? Or name the classicest Disney characters.
This one's even better. Here you go, Renee.
All of us got zero.
Name a Disney character that would prefer pie to cake.
Mickey Mouse.
She's catching on. Lee.
Okay. Pie to cake.
And it says Disney characters, usually a classic Disney character.
I actually changed my mind to Donald Duck because I feel like Donald would like pie more than cake.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm still not going to take Mickey. I'm going to take Goofy.
Okay. Ooh. And I'll take Minnie, I guess. I don't know.
Minnie seems like a let them eat cake sort of character.
You know, I mean, I'm telling you, John, you know, we're just saying it.
Well, all of them are on the list.
Thank goodness.
So coming in first place was Goofy for 16 points, Lee.
Oh.
And second place was Donald Duck for 12. That's
yes.
Minnie Mouse was third place for 9 points. Then followed up by Mickey, Pluto, Belle for some reason, Cinderella, and Snow White again for some unknown reason.
First of all, I don't believe any of the princesses because pie is messy and cake is not. So therefore, they want the less messy. Thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump on your point. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Renee, name the Disney character that would look best in a 3-piece suit.
Oh, for sure. Mickey Mouse. Wait, well, now I'm trying to think. There's...
Well, he's always in a three-piece suit, isn't he?
None of the princes have names. Not wearing pants, but. So, like, I can't name a prince, but. Ooh, and I don't want to get furry on people, but, like, I feel like one of the Jungle Book characters in, like, the. Do you remember Tailspin?
Yes. Baloo.
Like one of the Tailspin characters.
Baloo.
Like, oh, Shere Khan. Shere Khan did wear a three-piece suit, so I'm going to go with Shere Khan, even though I'm pretty sure that's not going to be the answer.
Yeah, it's not going to be the answer. Shere Khan
went with a three-piece suit, really?
Shere Khan was like the gangster guy in Tailspin.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
I'm going with Shere Khan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. I'm just like, wow, that's a good one. I wouldn't have thought of Shere Khan. So remind me again of what the question is, John.
Disney character that would look best in a three-piece suit.
I'm going to go with Prince Charming.
Okay. And
right?
Is that?
Yeah. I mean,
that's your final answer?
That's his name.
I'll go with great, but he's on four legs.
He
stands up. He's like he actually stands up in the show. I'm going to send you a clip of it.
Please do. I will do. You're saying this is on what show?
Tailspin.
During the time where it was like the 1990s
with DuckTales, that whole era.
Tailspin Rescue Rangers.
I'm gonna go with Goofy, because of the disco Goofy thing.
From a Goofy movie.
Yes. Goofy was on the list. Which was almost a guarantee, really, to be honest with you. None of the other ones were, although your first answer, Renee, was the number one answer, which was Mickey Mouse. That would have been 34 points. Then Donald, followed by Donald Duck, Scrooge McDuck for out of the blue, Goofy, and then the Mad Hatter, which is even more out of the blue.
Don't you have to wear
Wait, Prince Charming wasn't on there
to be no. For it to be a three-piece suit?
Yes, you would. One would think that would be true. Then I don't know why.
Well, Scrooge McDuck doesn't wear pants.
Neither does Donald.
I'm very upset about this. Yes.
Sorry. I still want to hear this.
What?
The princes weren't on there?
No, none of the princes were on there.
That doesn't make any sense. They already wear
the Mad Hatter was on there. How do you think any of this makes any sense?
Oh, that's true.
I should have stepped with Mickey, but I really need a Shere Khan in a three-piece suit to be out there in the world.
I'm all right with, I'm going to tell you, I think your answer is better than theirs. So, good. Go.
Name an adjective you'd use to describe the Evil Queen's magic mirror. Renee.
Evil.
That's a good one. Lee.
An adjective. Sinister.
Sinister. I'll go with glossy.
Okay.
All right. Evil made it on there. Sinister was not, but I'll give it to you for scary because I'm going to give myself credit for reflective. So cool, okay. Scary, evil slash bad, magical, big, and reflective were on there. So I get myself 2 points. Let's see.
I like that idea. No, I like how you did that. That's
and,
good.
Go. 6 points and 6 points. Okay, last question. Renee, name a game that Kanga and Rue would enjoy playing together.
I'm going to go with the obvious answer, which is hide and seek, even though I don't think they'd enjoy playing that game because it'd be way too easy.
I liked hide and seek, a game they'd like to play together. I'm trying to think of like games like that. Like Duck Duck Goose wouldn't work. Well, I'm going to go classic here. There is a bouncing game that Tigger teaches Roo. So the bouncing game.
The bouncing game?
Yep.
I'll go with Leapfrog. Because they leap. All right. Let's see what we got. Hopscotch was number one. Hide and Seek was number two for 19 points.
Yes.
Hopscotch. I wouldn't even have thought of Hopscotch. Okay.
Tag, then Catch, Jump Rope, Leapfrog. Hey, 3 points. And patty cake was the other one that apparently someone or a computer generated answer came up with.
Yeah, I was like, who made this game in 2017?
John, seriously, this is terrible.
I know it is. And that's why
it's terrible,
I love it.
Because I think I'm winning now.
All right. Well, we're going to tell you the score. So while I do that, remind everyone exactly where they can find you at a Dragon Con and where they can get more info on the web.
Okay. So you can find me at Dragon Con, most likely in the animation track room, which is Hilton Gallery of Floor, the very bottom level of the Hilton. You can find more about our panels on Facebook by searching for Dragon Con Animation Track or I think actually it's Dragon Con Toon Track, T-O-O-N. Just search for both of them. You'll find our event pages on our Facebook, and you can find me, which I'll probably be highlighting, the time that I'm spending at the con at Renlinette, which is at Renlinette. On Instagram, on Facebook. I like to update stories when I get internet, and on Twitter sometimes. If you just really want to talk to me there, I can respond. And then, of course, as everyone's going to tell you, check out the app. You can search for our track. You can search by track. So you can search for things by the animation tracks, panels, and programming. Or you can find your favorite voice actor or professional animator, and you can search their actual page by the guest list and see what panels they're going to be at throughout the weekend.
All right.
There you go.
Cool. All right. So the final scores are coming in last place, barely, is me, actually, 21 points. With Lee has 22 points and Renee has 37 points.
Yes.
Pulled it out there.
I can't remember the thing that made me win, but I remember that it did.
It was not hopscotch, but hide and seek for Roo and Kanga.
Oh, yeah.
The Ruin Kanga thing. Yeah,
yeah,
that was a good one.
So there you go.
Yes.
All right. So thank you again for joining us. We appreciate you taking time out. And, I know that you guys are you've got some cosplay. You've got some costumes to get working on.
Yeah, I got stuff to do. Really, I love
talking. Do you have things hiding? Really? You don't have them all done yet?
No, of course not. She's not. I work best under pressure, as everybody who procrastinates says.
And every cosplayer really says, to be honest with you.
Exactly. It's mostly done. And I know I got the patterns, so I'm good. It's not like I'm starting from complete scratch. But yeah, I got some work to do. And I got a whole weekend to do them, so that's helpful.
That's what I'm saying as I'm trying to prepare, the whole the pieces of the fun fest, putting it together. I've got a weekend to do it, right?
Yeah, we need to do this.
Sure.
Right?
No worries. I got it. All right, so thank you again, Renee, for joining us. So until next time.
Hey, you guys. Thanks for having me. Can't wait to see you guys in a couple weeks or in a week and a half.
I can't. Thank you so much for being on, too.
So for Renee, Lee, this is John. There's not anybody else here. This is John saying peace. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter at @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.